from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We've got Trevor Sikkema from PFF joining us later. Trying to figure out, I'm on our Junkies Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, and I saw highest graded quarterbacks week one. And it has Brock Purdy with an 89.6. But then when I click on the site, I see Josh Allen at 92.1. Yeah. So I just don't understand.
We can ask
it.
Trevor later how they come up with the grades, like why they're so wacky.
Well, Josh Allen should be rated higher. He counted for 4 touchdowns.
Correct.
And Purdy, even though Purdy played well,
he
didn't turn the ball
over. He didn't rush any touchdowns.
So
maybe I overvalue, I don't know, scoring and touchdowns.
Right.
They seem to be pretty important.
I don't think
No, but when I look at the site, the top five are Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford. So I don't understand how it doesn't match up.
Don't know.
Maybe it's just a difference on Instagram. All right. Time now for our Junkies Hypotheticals. Valdez every week comes up with some hypotheticals for us to kick around.
Based on the news. Based on the gossip.
Current events.
All right. Here's hypothetical number one for you guys.
Okay.
All right. The Browns are in QB hell with Deshaun trade and contract. If the Browns today offered you the same trade they did the Texans for Jaden Daniels, would you accept it?
7 draft picks. How many number ones?
3 number ones.
Yes.
A number 4 and a number 3. This is after one game
after
of Jaden.
Me personally, no. I'm too invested emotionally in this kid. I think he's a superstar.
I would do it.
I'm going to say no, because if you feel like you have your guy, I'm not going to trade it for 3 or 4 number 1 picks or 3 number 1.
You can find another guy.
When's the next time we're going to be? I mean, I guess if you trade him, then you'll be at the
There's
top.
There's no guarantee that those Cleveland Browns picks are in the top 10. It could be the 25th pick in the draft. No, thank you.
That's true.
Yeah, but you're going to probably.
You'll be bad.
It's 1 week into it, but you're probably going to have a top pick yourself.
It might.
And you're going to give me 3 more
JP,
first round picks.
You know what's in my
this
hand?
This is
right
a
here?
Rebuild.
Bird in the hand right there. Got the bird in the hand right
That's
there.
That's fair. I don't think it's a no brainer.
It's not necessarily a no-brainer.
You're getting 7 players.
I'm sure there are a bunch of nerds that would tell you that you have to do it. I just can't do it. I'm emotionally locked in.
You
on
are.
This
you're all
would
in.
Would the Ravens
I'm emotionally
give up 7 picks for Lamar right now? No. Would the Bills give up 7 picks for Josh Allen? No.
Well, those guys are a little bit more established.
Understood.
I mean, Jaden's played 1 game.
I know
those
what
guys
he's played.
Those guys have been to Super Bowls and championships.
Right. He's just saying, though, that some teams would say no.
Yeah. So I think I would agree.
I don't want to give up on. I mean, I'm nowhere near giving up on the kid.
Team, no give up, Jaden.
In fact, I was fairly thrilled with his performance. I wish he had.
I'll
passed
tell you what,
more,
the Cleveland
but,
Browns would give you 100 draft picks if you took Watson.
Yes, they would give up draft picks in perpetuity.
Yeah. We'll give you 100 draft picks and take Deshaun in his contract.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski would throw the biggest rager if that happened. He'd have the biggest house party in Cleveland
He'd
history.
He'd have a rager in his pants.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
All right. Hypothetical number 2. This is a DirecTV Disney conflict hypothetical.
All right.
You get free cable. Free cable. Okay. But you have to omit ESPN from your package. Would you do it?
Hold on, free cable
well, yeah,
for the rest of your
until,
life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Just in other words,
because
you get,
then
free,
I would
cable.
Just,
you get free cable for as long as the dispute is, if it's ongoing.
Yeah, because then I would just watch ESPN on YouTube TV.
No. You're not allowed to have another.
Oh.
Yes, you're not allowed to have another service.
I would be okay with that.
But you get, you basically get your phone. You get your AT&T phone deal for cable.
I'm gonna,
but you have to
admit
ESPN.
Games and some pro games.
Yeah. Monday night game.
ESPN carries Monday Night Football.
Yes, and they carry one playoff game.
But you're missing all of those games. Your ACC Network, SEC Network.
That's okay. I don't need all that.
Okay. Well, you're missing college games. And there are college games on those.
But college games over the air, ABC, CBS, all the other carriers.
I would not do that.
I would do it.
I think I'd do it. That's a lot of cash.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
I watch more college than you guys. You guys don't care.
ESPN just bugs me. They bugged me ever since we interviewed with them, and they were quizzing us on like...
I don't like watching all the talk shows.
Conference. Yeah. No, but I remember we interviewed with them. We had our Come to Jesus moment. I'm not going to do a whole bit on it, but we were sitting down with Mark Shapiro and all these nerds, and they were asking us like... Who's the quarterback for Cincinnati? You know, like Conference USA. Give me the breakdown. Like, F you. Who cares? Like, it was so important to them that we were just these nerds that knew every detail. I actually hate them.
I don't think those questions actually came up in the meeting, but we were prepped like, hey, they might try and trip you.
Might try and gotcha.
But they didn't. All right. They actually offered us a contract.
I know. I still hate them. I hate everything about them. They're snobs, know-it-alls. I hate them. Go ahead.
All right. This is backyard talk.
I hate that.
I think these are specific for Cakes and EB.
All right.
EB, would you give up booze for a year for a state-of-the-art golf shed? Cakes, would you smoke one cigarette a day for a year to have the pickleball court of your choice, the dream pickleball court? In your
one
backyard.
Heater a day.
One a day.
Yes,
for a year.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I give up booze.
I would smoke the wimpiest lung dart ever once a day for a year, and I'd have my dream pickleball set up. Easy.
Yeah, by the way, I'm bitter that nobody reached out to me about a silly deal for a golf shed. But yes, I would do that. I could do that, believe it or not. I mostly drink out of boredom.
Now I'd be huffing and puffing, chasing down balls.
Okay, but you're going to be bored every day.
Yeah, but you don't get it, and then have to stop. You have to do it for the year, and then after the year's over, boom.
What do you mean?
So like they have to make sure you do it for the year.
Yeah. I could go a year without booze.
I don't think hiatus. You could.
All right. I honestly could.
Yeah, I don't think you could do that. No chance.
I think Cakes would get tired of the lung darts after about.
Oh, I would
two
get
months.
Tired of them. I would make the and sacrifice then, and, though.
What if Amy said this isn't worth it? You smell, you reek of cigs and tobacco.
Well, I would just brush my teeth and scrub my tongue, and
but it's still oozing out of your pores.
I know it's not great. It's not great, but I think I would make the sacrifice.
Okay. I stick to Listerine.
Man, I sat down next to somebody yesterday. I was probably 5 feet from him.
Yeah,
and that's all I smelled.
Was it Mike Marr?
It wasn't Mike Marr. I just wanted to just tell
You're
him.
You're throwing some Jackson.
I just wanted to tell him you're such a loser.
Right?
You're just a loser.
Yeah. That's how I felt.
It's not great to smoke cigarettes. Uh-huh. I mean, I know this now. I didn't know it when I was puffing on them back in the day.
If it was a Zin a day.
Oh,
I can't
do
a Zin a day. I
would
die.
He's mentally out on that.
I just can't. My body can't handle it.
Well, you went hard, though. You needed to go a little softer. You needed to graduate.
Understood. I jumped into the deep end.
Yeah.
I don't think this ecosystem could handle a 3 milligram Zin. I think it would just.
Even half it?
It would reject it.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
All right. Would you guys skip watching week 2 of the NFL for a free rebuy to the Circa?
Yes.
To trade.
No.
Skip week,
no.
Skip week no. 2 for a rebuy for the
no.
Circa.
I would. Yes. But
no.
No, because you know why? You know why about these? Because I know I'm going to be a loser anyway.
Right. It's an exercise of futility.
It's still a waste of
but
2 minutes.
But I like having the sweat. I want to jump back in.
It's not a whole season. It's just week 2.
I know. Just
just Sunday's games. You can watch Monday, Thursday.
Yeah, of course.
No.
That wouldn't change your
mind?
I'm
thankful we're knocked out of that thing.
Because we'd still be alive. I would pick the Chargers, the boat race, the Panthers, make it to week 3, and we're good. We're off and running. Yes, I would do that.
Hmm.
Am I allowed to look at box scores on my phone? Just no moving pictures?
Sure, I'd allow box
then
scores.
Then I'm good. I get to watch live scoring. Yes.
You're going to watch a score bug.
You think I wouldn't? You think I haven't done that before? You think I haven't had the TV up and then I have my laptop 2 feet away and the laptop has live scoring up on it? Everybody does that. Right?
No.
I do.
Eric Bickle definitely doesn't do that.
I do. I have all the games.
Of course you do. Of course. because you care.
I'm a degen.
Right. Hey, have you guys noticed that there's a massive anti-red zone trend going on right now?
Oh, really? I've not noticed.
Yes.
People, there's backlash against red zone?
People are just out on red zone.
Why these? It used to be the hot fire. Why is it so out now?
It's because there's no context to, like, the games. They're calling it, it's for iPad kids who are growing up.
All right.
People have no attention spans.
Yeah, I personally don't love it.
There's a groundswell of anti-red zone people.
I'd rather just lock in on one game.
I'm the same way.
Commercials are annoying, though.
God, I don't like commercials.
They're so annoying.
I have Quad Box. I don't use Quad. It's too distracting. I'm with you. I'm team locking.
You're not getting the full story of the game.
I agree. I mean, it's fine. It's as a change up.
But I know. But remember, everyone loved Red Zone. Now everyone's kind of turning on Red Zone. I'm not sure if you
are. We seeing
that,
like, a downturn in their numbers, their subscription numbers?
I've noticed a Barstool had a whole article about it.
Yeah,
I see that there's a lot of. It's either you're on one side or the other.
Right.
There's no middle ground. Yeah.
Okay.
It's very polarized. Mm.
Anything else? Or that's it.
I got one more. One more. All right. Good.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Ozempic is touting a remarkable convenient pill.
Ozempic
that sheds 13% of your weight in 3 months. Would you take a fat pill, and at what weight?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
If I can shed 13% of my weight,
I'm not
in
taking
3 months,
any experimental anything.
Yeah, I would take it. What are the side effects?
I mean, how long has it been on the market?
We don't know yet.
It's
Ozempic's first pill, but it's their second iteration of
what are the side effects of the injected Ozempic?
I'm not sure. I don't think people necessarily know.
You lose your muscle mass. You've got Ozempic butt. You've got a saggy butt, saggy biceps. You look nubs.
I don't think I would ever be, unless I was like 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Morbidly obese.
Yeah. If I was morbidly obese and just want to live, I would do it. But
does that happen to those that work out, though?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
No matter what, that's what happens
to
people.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
I didn't know.
I don't know. Everybody, like, do you look at Batista now?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He looks
sickly. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Is he just like fading away?
Well, he did. No, they say he did it to become an actor.
Quit doing steroids, too.
Yeah, quit doing steroids, which obviously makes you, but not like this.
Yeah.
This is not a
Batista
good
Batista was just on, what was he? He was doing like NFL pregame this week. Yeah.
Cakes, you could bench more than Batista.
Well, I don't know about that.
I mean,
Valdez beat up Batista right now?
He went from like the manliest man to like,
So he doesn't look anything like he does in Guardians of the Galaxy, is what you're telling me.
No, he looks...
Because he's big and swole in that.
No, so skinny and sickly looking. It's not a good look.
I think you're being unfair. I think he didn't want to carry 300 pounds around anymore.
Yeah.
When big fat offensive linemen lose weight, everyone says they look great.
Yeah.
He's not a body lifter.
Emmanuel Forbes looks better.
He looks like Manny Forbes.
He just has a big head. That's why it looks a little
weird. You know, he probably covers better than Manny Forbes.
Yeah. You know, they should sign him.
Yeah. I think he looks terrible.
Oh, poor Manny Forbes.
I'm looking
at nice
Dave Batista. Let me see.
We killed him.
Like a red carpet, like in the last week.
Attacking him.
I don't know if
he's. And I don't know how to measure. It says that he shed 4 stone.
Yeah, what is
to achieve his 19-year-old physique at 55?
Don't use stone. You got to use pounds, Ricky. We're not in Germany.
I mean,
what are we doing here?
He looks good.
The only thing that looks weird to me,
and it's fine.
He looks like an alien.
He's wearing a bunch of pearls.
Yeah, trust me, it's not good looking.
Batista's wearing a pearl necklace.
Look at his Instagram. He's got a great body. I don't know what to say. You guys are insane.
I'm agreeing with you. He's not a bodybuilder.
Eric Bickle thinks he looks terrible. He's skinny. If that's your look, if you like skinny, gaunt, emaciated. Yeah.
You know, he looks like the alien that runs across the screen and signs.
It's an old ass reference. I don't get it.
He just looks like an alien.
All right, don't forget, we got Trevor Sickleback coming up at 8:40. Mike Rizzo at 9. Mike Loxley, 9:45. We got a lot. Feels like DC's steamy summer. Temps are still here, Cakes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're already sweating, whether or not your residential or commercial cooling system can beat the heat, then call the five-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf. Whether it's maintenance, service, replacement, or service agreements, the five-star technicians at Crop Metcalf will ensure your comfort all season long. Give them a call at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.